Hey, 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 you are in the right place if you want to find out how to stay consistent with your running or your walk running into the end of January and beyond. Because let's face it, we're all having a little bit of fatigue. If it's not COVID fatigue, then it's also fatigue from running as we're getting back into it after the holidays. So in this episode, we're going to go through three tips that are going to help you stay on track, help you keep up with the consistency of running itself, and feel more successful as you flow into it. Let's go.
Welcome everyone to Run Girl Radio. I'm Holly Dickinson, founder of Excel Strength and Conditioning, where we coach and empower female runners just like you across the world, making you faster, more knowledgeable, and set for a lifetime of injury-free running. Each week, I will be bringing you impactful information, creative solutions, and juicy running tips to get you one stride closer to your highest running self. Knowing that when curious and strong women are equipped with on-topic information and innovative solutions, there is no stopping us. Consider me your personal running coach in your back pocket. So join me and get ready to bust down some barriers, laugh at some running real talk, and get excited and energized as we have some fun finding our way together through this wonderful world of running.
Hey, hey, everybody, and welcome back. It is the new year. I hope you are feeling it this year. 2022 is going to be a fantastic year, and I hope it's already starting out very smoothly for you. Today, we're going to talk about maybe something that might be resonating with you. I know it is for me in a few different areas. Gosh, if anyone goes out hot off the gates, it's me. I love to sprint. But maybe at this time of the month, you are dropping those New Year's resolutions. Maybe things aren't holding up the end that you thought they were. And it's middle January and we are feeling a little defeated. So your girl's here to help you back up on that horse and strategically plan things a little bit better. We tend to all go pedal to the metal, but we need to make it nice and easy for ourselves so that we can be consistent. Because consistency, as we hear, we hate it, but we hear it. Consistency is key. So I wanted to start with a little story first because you're gonna laugh, but it is so relatable to everything that's going on right now. So picture me this morning heading out to my first client at the gym satellite location that we've got, and I'm driving my Camry, my 98 Camry. Okay, if you don't know what that is, just close your eyes, picture what a grandma would drive. It's beige, it's bougie, it's old, it's 1998. It's my favorite. It's also my first car, so I am definitely in love with her. And I think it was back in the summer, or maybe in the fall, my partner and I, we put in a new system, sound system, so that I could like Bluetooth right into it versus having to use like the cigarette lighter Bluetooth, FM signal. Anyway, let's just say we upgraded just that portion of the sound system, so not technically the speakers themselves, just the doubled in that we could see on the dash. Anyway, so partial part of the system was still the old school stuff. The factory settings, what was given when it was made in 1998. But this morning we had a little moment. So I'm driving out and of course I'm getting myself pumped up. Really good songs are coming on. We've got like Daniel Caesar. We've got some H.E.R., Her, whatever you wanna call it. Anyway, the beat drops of one of those songs and everything just bam, bus up, as we like to call it in Patois in Jamaican, broke. I hear a big bang in like the back speaker and everything stopped. There was an error code. All the dramatic things happened. So anyway, needless to say, I went from listening to like max volume, max bass also. I have like you can triple times the bass. Yeah, I had it on that function too. And I was whipping the music up. Came to a grounding halt. And couldn't listen to my music. Factored it as dead, broken, gone. After the session, I was heading to my next client as a mobile client. And I decided I'd like reboot, jig some things around, and it worked. And to my surprise, maybe just the Camry needed some caffeine. Maybe it was too early for my car. Anyway, pulling out, okay, the music's at like a reasonable volume. Holly whaps it to like 50 max again. And yeah, same thing happened. I don't know. I'm just testing it, you know? I'm just testing it. Do you see where I'm going with this? I'm just testing it. boom, error code, can't listen to music. I'm like, okay, the next red light, when I like pull up to the red, I'll turn my car off, turn it back on, we'll just start over and maybe we just won't put it to 50. So yes, my car was subliminally teaching me some messages this morning, some good little underlying tones as to what January is looking like. So this is my people, this is the way we need to treat our training. We need not to floor it. We need it to be a nice volume. We also need to make sure it's on good quality, not factory settings. We need to make it on good quality hardware. We need to make sure we have a base. So, peeling back the layers. Three things I want you to consider that will follow this little metaphor that I'm already talking about and be applicable to your running life, okay? Number one, start low, go slow, okay? Now, if you're starting back into running or you're starting for a race or maybe you took a break over the holiday, pace it back. Bring it back a little real, okay? For me, if I had started that sound system and maybe not put it at max again, it wouldn't have blown up on me having to replace parts of my speakers that are now flapping in my car, okay? So that's number one. Start low, go slow. Into number two, I want you to know what you are working with, okay? Know what you're working with. And for me and this sound system, I knew it was factory pieces and bits and bobs in there. I knew it wasn't any fancy. I don't have subwoof in the back. I shouldn't have been putting three times the bass in this new piece that was just attached in the fall to pair up with the sound speakers that were not up to snuff to be able to manage that, let's be honest. So know what you're working with. For you and your body, do you know what your running strides look like? Have you done a video analysis? Have you done a basic strength test? Do you know where you have imbalances that maybe you should be working on in your recovery days as you ease into things? Okay. Number two, know what you're working with. Number three, listen to your systems. Okay. Listen to your body. If you started out too hot in the gates, listen to it. It's telling you it for a reason. Your body's like, girl, slow up. So there is feedback for a reason. Just the same way in my car, it was screaming at me. It cut out. Listen to why it's cutting out for you. Listen to why your body wants to hold up and start leaning into that. Start asking why. So my challenge to you is to be kinder to your body as you settle into the rest of January and really think about not lowering the bar, but listening to the bar. Listen to your own body and how it is doing with starting back up into running after the holiday season or starting back into run walking. If this is the first time you're getting back into running, listen to your body. It is your guider in this life. It is the thing that is going to keep you on the straight and narrow, and we have to honor it, right? We have to listen to it. Now, that doesn't mean take days off. You know what I'm saying. Don't be bending my words, but you need to listen to it. Follow those three steps of start low, go slow. Know what you're working with, know what your body is even doing in time and space, and listen to systems, okay? Listen to the system and listen for feedback. Anyway, I hope this all made sense. I hope it was motivating. I hope it gives you like that second wind into January and it keeps you propelling forwards into your next training sessions, into your next run, walk run, whatever that looks like for you. Now, I want to know what you're up to. I don't know the people behind the mic here. I'm here. I'm talking to my screens. I'm seeing my neighbor talking to people on the street. I'm all alone out here. I need to know who you are. I need to know that you're listening so I can keep providing you with really good information. And I want to know what your goals are. Heck, it's January. I want to hear them. I want to hear if you signed up for a race. I want to hear if you just started running, walking. I'm here to be that ear and that motivator and cheerleader on your shoulder. Okay. So please introduce yourself on Instagram or Facebook, wherever you chill out on social media, at Excel Strength Conditioning, okay? Let me know who you are. Come out from the dark and be found. I'd love to talk to you, okay? Well, have a great rest of your week and into the month. I will be back with more fun running information for you all. Have a great day, guys.